Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at
Finance.
Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
The number one thing with a job, Steve, when you're talking to somebody, it's always what? Is there benefits?
Yeah.
Is there benefits?
Bennies.
Benefit. Where am I at? 401k. Are you guys matching what I put in? Where are we at with health insurance? Where are we at? Just try to have something go wrong health-wise with that insurance. See how that goes for you. Benefits. Did you hear him at that? That was one of the big things. So it was, are we doing benefits? And Carson and the Peds, like, benefits.
Yeah.
They just kind of laugh at that. They have the highest level of benefits that there is.
The Peds.
So when you whip in there with Schottenheimer right away, you know, like they said, 7 weeks vacation, benefits, and a plan for future progress. That's the number one thing. It's kind of like sometimes, how many times do you hear that one like that? Kind of stuck here. I got nowhere to move up to. There's nothing else. I got to make a move. Got to do something different. There's no place for advancement. Not in this one. You're going to advance all the time. They have a map laid out for you.
How lucky is Lincoln?
Yeah, Lincoln is lucky. The Peds. The governor talked about him.
He did.
In great detail.
We've heard Matt Rhule talking about him. The governor. They're very important people here.
Yes. And we're hoping. We talk about him. We'd like to get that lunch over at Aragon.
Aragon.
Yes, we'd like to try to
we
get that.
We don't demand a lot of time.
We
just
can
sometime.
Share, too.
If we need to share a plate, me and Steve can share a hamburger and just.
We'll cut it.
We'll cut it and ask
with
for
a knife.
Before we talked about just Steve eating the first half and just handed it over. We're not going to do that. We're going to actually cut the burger in half.
Hand it over.
Here.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's about half. I'll take the rest.
Okay. Oh, better times.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for another edition of Dr. Love.
Oh. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
Dr. Love is sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Oh, you need everything in remodels for kitchen, whole house, or more. Please, there's one person to call. Dinert Contracting at 402-417-5204.
Randy also would be kind of a subcontractor to Dr. Love. And so if he's at the house working on stuff and there's something going through your mind,
really?
I'd ask Randy. Say, Randy, you got a couple of minutes? Me and my wife are in a situation kind of like that. We're kind of disagreeing on something. What do you think? Because he has a very successful marriage.
He does.
And so you want to talk to Randy on that as a side note like that. It's like, hey, here's
He's caring.
Things. He's caring. Very caring and outgoing. Very much. Thank you.
And the strong.
Number for Randy is again 402-417-5204. All right, Dr. Love.
Here we go.
First question from Thomas says, I just read an article from Colin Coward about Brian Schottenheimer and backward hats and very critical of him. My question is, should I be more aware of myself around a date with a backwards hat? Is it okay ever or not to have the backwards hat with a date? It's from Thomas.
Good question.
It's hard. It's a great question. We've talked about this off air. We're very much on board. And I say we, that'd be me and Steve Sipple being the old curmudgeons, is that I feel the same way with dating out that it's a hard no with me. I'm not a backwards hat guy. I turn my hat around if I'm driving a boat sometimes, so my hat doesn't fly off. That wraps it up
for me.
That wraps it. But all of a sudden, I don't know what it signals. Like, I have the backwards hat on. I'm just I'm driving a boat. I don't like it 100. On. So if you're driving a boat on a date and you flip it around so your hat doesn't fly off, absolutely, I'm going to do that. But always, here's the key part. Always have awareness of your appearance or different things when you're on a date.
Yeah.
Always have that. Yeah. And here's the thing too, carry that on when you're married. All of a sudden, now you're into, we're in year nine, and now it's like, yeah, whatever. No, don't whatever it. Don't whatever that. Always try to have that, always have that thought about who you're with, have your surroundings. And does that one hit with me? Probably does. But I know the article by Colin Cowherd. I couldn't agree more. It's like, you know, the head coach was up and he was, you know, addressing the media with a backwards visor on. And the Cowboys are worth like $12 billion. And so I'd probably just have my no hat on or have my hat on correctly, you know, at that time. If you had walked up there
with
a cowboy hat on sideways, you'd be like, no, we're not doing that.
What are we doing? Yeah,
what are we doing? So I'm a fan of that with the hat.
Okay, next one up. I like this. This is very simple, but I think it'd be a good question from Lucas. Says, how do you get through wedding planning smoothly? Do I just let my fiance choose everything, or do I take more of the load? That's Lucas with that question.
Real simple. Pick your fights and pick minimum. But pick your things that are not, that are deal breakers to you. Be very firm early. Say, listen, this is, you're going to have all the freedom. You're going to have all these different choices. I'm not going to get involved if we have mints or what we have on the table settings or whatever. There's a couple things that are important to me in this wedding. And that is this, and that is this, and probably two. And that you get that. And then after that, you're kind of like going, everything else can just go. You don't want to all of a sudden be like, well, you didn't say anything. You didn't say a word. We didn't talk about it. Say, I still want, and also with that, say, I still want to know what's going on. So I'm just abreast of the situation. But pick two things that are locked in, that these are the things that I want at my wedding that are super. And then when you relay it, just say, don't just be like, I want this and I want this. Say, here's two things and here's why.
Is that the threshold two? Can you, what if it's three or four?
You might, but you want to, like I said, I'd pick my battles on that and just kind of say, but have a why. This is why it's important to me. This is a family tradition. This is something that would be important to my parents. This is something, whatever it is, to be able to have that. And after that, you want to stay kind of out of the way after that. That'd be my advice.
And lower your tone.
Yes.
Good call.
Yeah.
No tone.
The tone. Just no be like, tone. Oh, that's good. Yeah. If anything, just when you have a second, I wouldn't mind discussing a couple thoughts I had on the wedding. And these are what I'm thinking. And here's the why with them. And these are really important to me. And you want to lay that out first. So you don't have to counter back after some sort of back and forth with like, well, it's really important to me. Lead with, this is really important to me.
Yes, leave the attitude out. I should say to you, Dr. Love, you should maybe leave the attitude out.
Yeah, attitude's out. Yeah, just lay it down. Pick your fights, pick your two, maybe it's three, whatever it is. This is important. This is the part I want to have for the rehearsal dinner that's important to me. Here's the one thing. Here's
this
the one or two
priceless.
Things on this. And build
it. Hey, Dr. Love, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
You're helping Steve. People out. Don't forget. There we go. Next up.
Keep them coming.
Michael says, Dr. Love, we know you'll be at KC and the Sunshine Band tonight.
Yes.
If one were to spot Dr. Love, what song will he be grooving the most to at the concert?
I think it's Boogie Shoes.
Is it?
I think that's the one. I think that.
Hold on.
Yeah, I was listening to a bunch about that and that really caught me.
Were you listening to a bunch?
I was.
Were you getting ready?
Follow up is, what is Dr. Love's go-to dance move in that situation?
I don't have much. I'll just be kind of, I won't look very smooth. It won't. I'm not going to all of a sudden be in some... But I'm not going to be, if everyone's standing and kind of dancing, I'm not going to be sitting down.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be sitting down. Because the weird part about it now is that, and they do it with everybody, if you're doing something stupid, or even people know I'm there, someone might just film me and put me on Twitter.
Right.
So I'll look like an idiot.
Or TikTok.
Yeah, or TikTok or something. Like, this is going on. So I'm not a big fan of
that. Ooh, that's the way. When that comes on, you might be making your sexual face.
I like it.
That's the way. Oh,
shake your booty.
Another classic. Think about that. When they titled it, what should we name the song?
Shake your booty.
Shake, shake, shake.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shake, 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 shake your booty. Yeah, another good. But I'm not going to be shaking my booty. I'm not going to be all of a sudden like that, not doing that. But
Keep
there'll
it
be a
common
lot.
Love's a great song.
Another, I don't know, it's a lot. I'll get, and the part that will excite me the most is the horns. That's the part that gets me. Them. They have an incredible horn section.
Yeah, he's got incredible background dancers too.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
and I really liked it. If there's breakers out there tonight that see me, I hope you give me a shout out. I'm a big fan of the Breakers.
I want to go back in time for a quick second.
Yes,
because you just did the shake your booty thing there. But prior to Bill, we had a moment on the show where that lyric came up right here.
Shake, 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 shake. Shake your booty. You can do it. Come on, son. You can do it. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Ah, yes. You can do it well. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
What year was this?
Shake your booty.
Early 2020. Before, prior to COVID, it's 2020.
You can do it, son.
You can do it, son.
Oh, yes. You can do it. Just incredible.
Oh, thank
you. The lyrics.
Yes, the lyrics.
All right, Dr. Love, we got to get another question in.
One more from Dr. Love. Let's see here. Let me pick this one. That one's not readable on the airwaves.
Oh, okay. Wait. Can you make it readable?
No, I can't do that.
Jake has to preview these because there's some things that could be said. So. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Last.
Thank you, Jake.
Last one is. Nope, can't read that one either.
Oh, God.
They got some inappropriate ones here today.
Really?
All right.
I don't know if we have any more questions.
Okay, that's okay.
For Dr. Love.
Why?
We had some good questions.
Good,
legit
questions.
And
we had some I can't read on the airwaves.
Yeah, we had some really good stuff there. Hopefully see a lot of breakers out there tonight. It's going to be hot. It's going to be, you're going to sweat. Just get used to it.
Maybe there'll be a cool front.
I don't think so. It's going to be very hot.
That is Dr. Love.
Jake's just laughing.
I just love that. I missed that song. We did that before.
Shake, one more time here.
That is Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
Thank you.
Another great edition of Dr. Love. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is top movies from the 1970s.
Okay.
Should have a chance.
Top rated movies from the 1970s.
Should have a chance.
If you think you know your top rated movies, this is begin per IMDb of the 1970s.
IMDb.
Call us right now.
You know what that is.
International Movie Database.
No, I did. No idea what that was. No, why would I know that?
International Movie Database.
IMDb. I knew Siskel and Ebert.
You did. If you know your top movies of the 70s, 464-5685, shut up, simple starts right now.
We've all been there.
I did.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Chance.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Going to their wheelhouse. Movies of the 1970s.
Not really our wheelhouse.
Not really a wheelhouse.
More, but not the, movies.
But it's better times.
Yeah. It is better times.
Jake, music and sports.
True. Yes. But did not you watch so movies at all in the
70s? I mean, we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
We got Chandler. How do you feel about movies of the 1970s today?
Feeling pretty good.
Oh, whoa.
Chandler feels... He sounds young, but he feels
Chandler,
good
how
about
old are you?
I'm 19.
19. He feels good about 70s movies. Okay.
This is a show for older people. I'm interested that you're 19 years old.
We have a 19-year-old.
Chandler, where'd you go to high school?
I'm graduated from high school.
No, where'd you go?
But where'd you go, yeah?
I went to CVA Ecology Academy.
Nice.
College View Academy.
Nice.
How are your grades?
Say that again?
How are your grades?
Oh, good. 4.0 nice. GPA.
Oh, how about the
Okay, 4.0. Hey, okay, smart
here we go.
Guy here
we got
today.
Right in our grill on that one.
All right, Chandler. Yeah. First question goes to you. Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. Chandler, what 1976 movie features Robert De Niro as a mentally unstable veteran who works as a cabbie in New York City where the perceived decadence and sleaze fuel his urge for violent action? That's the IMDb description there. What movie is that, Chandler?
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver.
Brilliant. That one might be the only one I'll know.
The man's 19 years old.
19.
Just a young fella.
You're not using your phone, are you?
That was a pretty quick answer to know that. 1-0 lead for Chandler.
No, I give him the benefit of the doubt.
I do too.
First question. What 1975 movie features Jack Nicholson as a rebellious convict sent to a psychiatric hospital in Oregon where he encourages his docile companions to take more control of their lives and defy the tyrannical head nurse?
I'm just going to keep the. I'm going to do this.
I've got
so
it
100%. Yeah, I have it too. Now, so you. I want you in my back pocket, though. It's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It's incredible.
Brilliant. It's a good movie.
That is correct. A 1-1 tie. Back to Chandler for the lead.
Those
Chandler.
Are layups, by the way.
Yeah.
What 1974 movie features Gene Hackman as a paranoid, secretive surveillance expert who has a crisis of conscience when he suspects the couple he's been spying on will be murdered?
The Conversation.
Brilliant.
How is he getting these off the bat?
Was
there an app?
There's some sort of top move. I don't know.
Yeah, good job.
Good job. I was give you a good job. I don't know
there's
how you.
No
just,
hesitation here.
No
at
hesitation
all.
From a 19-year-old. On.
He knows movies.
Yeah,
he does. Okay,
and we're in trouble.
Okay. Sip.
I have you. So
Bill's in play to force the tiebreaker.
We need this.
What 1973 movie features Jack Nicholson and Randy Quaid as two Navy men who are offered to bring a young offender to prison, but decide to show him one last good time along the way?
You better have it, Steve. I don't have it.
Oh, God. Officer and a Gentleman.
That's your answer? The answer was The Last Detail. See, like
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Top five movie of the 70s per IMDb.
Really? I've never heard of it. That's bizarre.
So we never would have got it.
No.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Chandler, congrats. You're getting bagels. Thanks
I don't
for
know
calling
Chandler
in.
Knew all those. This is incredible.
Calling down the road, Chandler.
Thank you.
Nice win. He didn't hesitate at all. So if we could call out Google or...
No, I think he's just smart on movies.
Yeah.
I mean, he got the Conversation Taxi Driver just like that.
I think he just knows what he's doing.
Apparently,
I've never heard of The Last Detail. Never heard of it. Never heard of the movie.
Top five, I've never even heard of it. That's insane.
I'm not criticizing
you. I wonder if you're trying to call it conspiracy here. Maybe there's an AI, a ChatGPT thing where if somebody talks it out, it gives you a quick answer. Like he could have had ChatGPT to the phone.
To the phone.
It's possible. But he answered right away.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah. Yes. All right, Bill, to you, tiebreaker. IMDb lists Taxi Driver as the top movie of the 70s.
Jeez.
How long in hours and minutes was Taxi Driver?
2 hours, 4 minutes.
Ooh, that's a great guess. I would have said 202.
1 hour and 54 minutes, so not that far off.
Not that far off.
You guys have both seen this movie before?
Yes, I saw a long time ago.
Have not seen it at all.
It's not a feel-good movie. No. Trust me on that one. It's not a feel-good movie. It's De Niro in a weird role. Saw it a long time ago. Made an impression on me, though.
But One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is incredible.
Saw that, yeah.
Yes.
Everybody's seen that,
not
right?
Not me. Oh. I have not seen that one.
Ooh, gee. Cole in your game.
I haven't seen any of those movies. I was 0 for 4.
Really?
If you asked me, I would have got
was
them all.
Was it Nurse Cratchit?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Like the nurse's name?
Yeah. I think Jake would like that. I don't think you'd like Taxi Driver.
You would like Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It's disturbing.
I like disturbing movies. Once in a while.
OK. Okay.
What's wrong with disturbing movies?
All right.
Number one in the 70s. Why would I not want to watch that?
There's not one time someone goes, the movie's very disturbing. I want to get some of that.
I like that.
If it's ranked number one of a decade, I'd like to see why it's ranked number one.
Check it out. But do Cuckoo's Nest first. You'll like that better.
Hour three is next, an early break in the ticket.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.